is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
All right, last part of the show before the last part of the show.
Because
we got the last part of the regular show before we got the post show.
Post show.
All right, we'll do some scam busters. Pip, explain what this is.
Well, you know, we have a person named Ann Jackson. That's not really her name, but she is a Japanese national who was scammed by some nefarious people, and then she decided...
We call them scammers, Pip.
We call them scammers. Yeah, well, scammed by scammers sounds like a little duh.
Works for the clip title.
It does. And so she decided that she was going to become an expert on scammers and warn people about them, and she started doing videos on YouTube and whatnot. The only thing is that she's really not as smart about them as she thinks she is. Davin's tried to counsel her a bunch of times on how to get away from scammers. She not only has been trying to help other people stay away from scammers, she's herself got scammed again by people who pretended that they were helping her, government officials and such.
Call that a reload scam.
A reload scam. And then she also unwittingly took other victims and brought them to these reload scammers that said that they would help them, and so they ended up losing even more money. So these are the conversations between Davin and Ann about scamming, and this particular game is we try to guess how many times Ann is going to say one of these phrases in this particular episode. So our categories tonight are, number one, our favorite, Mr. Davin. Number two, fraud star. Number three, mafias, plural.
All right.
I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going with four fraud stars.
Okay.
I'm going to go with three mafias.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to go with six Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with seven fraud stars. And I'm going to go with five mafias. And Joe's girl says four Mr. Davins.
No. Toes girl says.
Toes girl, at least for tonight. Toes girl says four Mr. Davins, two fraud stars, five toes. No, wait. Two mafias.
All right. Dateline, April 20th, 2016. Hi, Mr. Davin.
One.
I do not contact Brown Cotton, but I want to offer you other case about scam this time. I want to say that I researched is right, since most of scam bosses are mafias, drug dealers, or gangs.
Did you say mafias?
I did say mafias. Was that on the
one.
List?
One.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Brown Cotton told me about my scam case, and in 2012, I did get lots of fucking phone calls in the midnight. I want your money. What are you wearing? Are you wearing Western Union on your nipples?
You want to reload? I want to unload.
Oh, wow, that does sound delicious. Yeah. I called the local police asking for help. The courts can freeze the bank accounts from scammers to protect the victim's money. They could. The FBI or the Interpol can deport the scammers, and they do arrest to send their countries. That's true. This is how they work. What Brown Cotton told me is right. No, he didn't tell you that. The anti-scam hunters are wrong. Please watch this video, but ignore China.
But ignore China? What? What?
I think there's probably a lot of Chinese in the video.
Okay.
So now she's sending me stories. She's sending me news stories.
To teach me.
According to documents filed in the Supreme Court last week, one of the alleged slave keepers applied for bail. 24 Taiwanese men and women were found locked in the Morningside House in August, and another 34 were found in the South Brisbane House in September. The alleged scam involves the slaves phoning their Chinese victims. The slaves then say they are victims that have had broken Chinese money laundering laws before putting them through to bogus Chinese police. Offers are pointing to them to fake government websites that show them arrest warrants. That's one.
Oh, okay.
Police in the Philippines say nearly 400 Taiwanese and Chinese are likely to be deported after they were arrested in a major telephone scam that swindled millions of dollars from elderly compatriots. The arrests were made during raids on 20 houses across Manila on Thursday after police were tipped off by the authorities in mainland China and Taiwan.
Oh, wow.
So she sends me another story. This is from 2012. Philippine Anti-Organized Crime Task Force Chief Reginald Villasanta. That's what you, when you play a small village, you should be Villa Santa.
That's what I want to be. Thank you so much for the suggestion.
Villa Santa.
Villa Santa. Villa Santa. Says the suspect scared elderly victims into transferring their savings into other bank accounts by posing over the phone as police. How does that even work? We're the police. You got to go. You got to go from Key to Citibank.
Oh, I could just say Suffolk County Police, Mr. Curry. Yeah. Have you heard the new interest rates that we have going?
Wait a minute. But these are Chinese nationals, no?
This is Philippines.
Okay, but they were in the Philippines, but they're Chinese calling mainland China.
Doesn't
and
say that.
No? Oh, this is just in the Philippines. Okay, the other story was about Chinese. Back it up. Okay, I don't know. I don't. Maybe they're afraid Imelda was back. Maybe they're fearful of, you know, officials in that country, and so they thought that it sounded official enough they had to do it.
Old people believe anything.
Well, you know what? There are enough rule follower old people that would be like, oh, man, somebody official called me and told me to do it. I'm doing it.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They would tell the victims their bank accounts are being used by terrorists or syndicates and should transfer them to a safer account, Mr. Villasanta.
That's where the cops come in. All
there
right,
you go.
Right.
Really?
Well, I mean, it doesn't make sense to
Al-Qaeda's us. Al-Qaeda's got your debit card.
But if the cops call and they're given that reason...
You know who I'd call? The bank.
Well, yeah, but maybe they're thinking that the bank is in cahoots with the terrorists.
As opposed to the stranger who just called me up.
I'm not saying it makes
sense.
You trust
strangers.
Sure, you can see a badge over the phone.
You Skype it.
Can't you?
Cops don't use Skype. In reality, these accounts are controlled by the syndicate, and when the deposits are made, they are swiftly cleaned out. I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
Mr. Villasanta said the gang stole millions of yuan or Taiwan dollars every day. This is another one from 2012. Philippines deports 279 Taiwanese over online scam. The Philippines has deported 279 Taiwanese nationals accused of running a multimillion dollar online scam. An immigration spokeswoman said they were put on two chartered flights on Wednesday to Taipei, where they faced prosecution. 87 mainland Chinese who were caught with them in a major bust across Manila last month are also due to be deported to China. Police said members of the gang operated out of several Manila homes and used the internet to connect mostly elderly victims in Taiwan and China. Police allege people were forced to transfer their savings into a bank account the gang controlled. There should be transparency as well as government accountability, but the libel law makes that extremely difficult, Deputy Director Luis Tadora told Radio Australia's Connect Asia. In the past, the Philippine libel law has been used to harass and intimidate journalists, writers for the old media, but now it's going to apply also for internet communication.
Huh, that's interesting. Okay, so now they're afraid to... how does this impact the people who are the victims of these scams? I'm not really...
I think they're SOL.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Jeez.
Here's another one. These 50 Taiwanese people applied for holiday working in Brisbane. They were picked up from the Brisbane airport and taken to two houses that later isolated them.
Yeah.
This sounds like human trafficking.
Yeah.
Dai Yu Ting...
Same to you.
That's what I always try to do every day. Watch what I eat.
Oh, diet.
I get that. All right, I'll give you that one. All right. You're failing miserably. Who escaped? I did not see that coming. That was a less obvious joke. Who escaped from the house told the police he was made to stand 5 hours for asking to leave when he was still in the house. According to other victims, they were never paid for phone swindling Chinese overseas 12 hours a day. Phones, so they were made to scam people. That's what they do. The operators controlled all of their behaviors and took away their passports, IDs, and wallets, and they were scheduled to take showers together every day for fear they would leave the house. After Dai's escape, the rest of the victims even faced further threats made towards the family members if they escaped or revealed details to the police. Brisbane Times reports Taiwanese operators Yu Ha Huang and Bo Xin Chen are currently under prosecution. Wu Nan William Chen and Sheng Jian Katsu Huang accused of helping conduct the crime.
We've learned a lot of new names tonight.
I like watching him work his way through the gang.
Yeah, it was conduct was the word that fucking threw me.
Yeah, really.
We're both denied bail recently due to evidence showing them involved in the case. However, evidence regarding servitude is still lacking.
Wow, evidence regarding servitude is lacking?
They can't prove that they were servants, I guess.
They think that they were in on this
game? I guess so.
But how about, I guess they don't have, like, the big bag full of, like, you know, their passports and whatnot.
We need the quid pro quo there. You have to
say, yes,
you
got
to say quid pro quo. You got to say you're a servant. That's a you're a servant. And oh, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is. That's what we need.
Wow. I mean, so, you know, but this goes back to when we were talking about Belinda and we were starting to get a little bit afraid that what if this person is under some sort of duress and we're, you know, having a laugh and you're torturing her by, you know, not giving up the money and, you know, there's somebody that is scamming against their own will.
We moved past that, though.
Yeah, we did. We realized, oh, yeah, she's in.
We're fine human beings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But
and she's a scammer.
Yeah, she's a scammer.
But she's my scammer.
But
I realized that. When did I end with her? In 2013? It's actually 6 years ago I picked up and reached out to her.
That is really crazy that she was still like, yeah, let's Skype. Ooh, you know.
Yeah, tell you what. Fake Davin, the Pimp Panda's strong.
Pimp Panda's strong.
That was my one true love.
You know, but now you think about that. Now, say that there's a on the Chinese podcast, you know, that is scamming the scammers. Say that they're talking to some of these people that are stuck in a house. They're trapped there, and they have to scam against their own will. I mean,
yeah, it's terrible.
That is really a terrible no-win situation.
No. Hi, Mr. Davin.
Hi.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, I missed it.
Stupid.
I totally got so excited by who's hi, Mr. Davin.
It's a new Chinese person.
I knew it.
Davin, you stupid. Sorry.
Joe gave you. Why? Don't apologize. Own the stupid.
I'm stupid.
Oh. There you go.
Stupid.
Own the stupid.
I just read some info about scam. Scam is industrialized. They make lots of groups working together. Yes, we know this. They're syndicates.
Yeah.
This is what I've been trying to tell you, Ann.
Yeah, it's like, where you been?
Head office, money laundering group, law enforcement group, hacker group, bank account group. To steal people's names and open the bank accounts, accounts to get money. Then the money will be transferred by a money launderer group, taking money group. The people who go to the bank to get the money and then send the money to the bank account group. Kind of sounds like what she's been dealing with.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, you pick a vodka shot. You pick a scotch.
I thought the same. I thought
you?
The same thing.
Thank you.
I didn't do the bit because I didn't think anybody was going to get it.
You pick a vodka drink.
Good.
You pick a scotch.
Good.
Drink.
Good instinct. Good instinct.
Right.
Good. Good.
That's
good.
What I'm hearing when you're saying
it. I didn't take a bite on that. I think it's good girl. Good girl. Good girl.
Hackers hack the victims and make fake websites. My 12 scammers work like this after reading info. Yes. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
But it might not be 12 scammers. This could be a couple of really good ones. We don't know that.
We don't know.
My scam case. Number one, the hackers hack my mail and my friend. Number two, they make fake websites to cheat on
me.
Number three, they pretend FBI to cheat on
me.
The banker and bank lawyer cheat on
me.
The scammers picked up my money in 2011. All these consist of these groups. This is how victims suffer from scams. This is scam can really kill victims. Well, she's never been more on point.
It's scary.
Well, she's got a moment of clarity right now.
Yeah.
Don't worry. There's another couple of pages to go. She'll wind up being disillusioned again.
Yeah. Which pill did she take? The blue one or the red one, you think?
You know, don't laugh. That could be the case.
I know.
All right. Now it's time for another breaking news. Kuala Lumpur. Malaysia arrested 83 people, mostly from China and Taiwan, over a huge scam that netted billions of dollars. A day after authorities busted a major betting fraud ring, police said Saturday. The suspects, 75 Taiwanese, 6 Chinese, and 2 Malaysians, were held during raids on 4
partridge
bungalows.
Partridge in a pear tree.
Thanks again, Polaro. Thank you. Yeah.
God.
Good, you're both retarded. In Serdang, on the outskirts of capital Kuala Lumpur Friday, said Federal Commercial Crime Director Saad Ismail Syed Azizan. They are under investigation for running a fraud scheme, cheating people in China and Taiwan out of billions of dollars by calling them to settle phony credit card or other bank charges. Yeah, you still get those.
Yeah.
I feel bad. Because, like, can somebody just be called Bill Smith in any fucking story tonight?
No. No.
I had Selkirk. That was pleasant.
Yeah, that was the only one.
I enjoyed Selkirk.
It's somebody from Australia. And now you're done. That's all you get.
And this one's from Jakarta, Indonesia. Indonesia deported 50 Taiwanese and Chinese citizens on Wednesday who were members of a cross-border telephone and internet fraud ring. Immigration official Yurad Sela said the 49 Taiwanese and 1 Chinese were repatriated to face charges in their homeland. They have already spent 2 months in Indonesian jails and have been fined $770 for violating their tourist visas.
That's what they got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is a new one. The study found that 1 in 5 people have been victims to both internet auction scams and online dating scams. And 1 in 10 had their Facebook hacked. I bet that's even higher now.
Wow.
I know a lot of people get their Facebook hacked.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people get that.
It's been a lot lately.
Because people click on videos.
Mm.
I did that at one point many, many years ago.
Yeah, and then that was it.
Then I stopped doing that. A further 46% of Malaysian respondents saying they know a friend or family member who has been scammed online, according to a statement by Telenor. Of those who have been subject to an online scam in Malaysia, Telenor said 6 in 10 have lost money, with the average financial loss per person being equivalent to $1,700.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
It is.
That's like half of the people, either themselves or they know a friend that lost that much. Jesus.
Justice Latifah Okunu. Didn't she have a talk show?
She was a queen.
She was. Rapper, too. Of the Lagos State High Court sitting in Ikeja. Has sentenced an undergraduate student of Kuala Lumpur Metropolitan University, Malaysia, Hope Arok, to 24 years imprisonment for his involvement in an internet scam that fetched him 4,000 riyals, about 25 million Nigerian monies. Mr.
Nigerian monies.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's called. Mr. Arok, 25, was arraigned before Justice Okunu on two counts, charging, bordering on obtaining money by false pretense, check cloning, wire transfer, and forgery. The court found him guilty of the two charges and sentenced him 12 years imprisonment on each of those two counts.
Damn.
Trouble came for Arok when an anonymous petitioner wrote to the EFCC alleging that the Kogi-born undergraduate was involved in online fraudulent activities. A whistleblower, Joe! He got done in by a whistleblower.
What? You mean that can happen?
That can happen.
Hey, what is a check cloning? Do we know?
I think that's like false checks.
Mm. Oh, okay.
False checks. I think that's what that is.
All right. Catch Me If You Can.
What?
You don't remember that movie, Catch Me If You Can?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was with
Leonardo DiCaprio
and Tom Hanks.
Yeah, and he was a forger.
Yeah, I saw it, but it didn't stick.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission has recovered and returned the sum of 10,000 euros, about 2,250,000 naira. That's what the Nigerian money is, naira. To F. Mercati, a French citizen who is a victim of internet love scam. The fund was wired in the victim through his account in France on the recommendation of the French embassy in Nigeria. So she just sent me a bunch of cases.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Davin.
Oh, there we go. Three.
When time goes by, you can see lots of arrests. In fact, I did report a lot. Now you can see lots of arrests around the world, even in Asia. Yes, we know this. April 22nd, 2016. I did report lots of scams. You could see the arrest from Interpol. And then she sends me more than 500 arrested in Interpol operation targeting phone and email scams. This is from Lyon, France. More than 500 people have been arrested in 15 call centers shut down in an Interpol coordinated operation targeting multi-million dollar phone and email scams across Asia Pacific region involving 23 countries. Operation First Flight 2015 resulted in a series of raids across the region, with the largest in Indonesia, where police arrested 245 Chinese and Taiwanese individuals, and in Cambodia, where 168 Chinese nationals were taken into custody. Korean, Nigerian, Filipino, Russian, and Taiwanese nationals were also among those arrested in China, Hong Kong, Korea, Thailand, and Vietnam during the two-month-long operation, during which more than 30 suspicious call centers were identified. That's a lot.
Really? That's a lot. Yeah. That's a big sting. But the other thing is, are we noticing that in none of these cases is there any mention of getting the money back to the victims?
That's a very good point, Pip.
Hmm.
Social engineering fraud is a broad term. I like broad terms. Like tits. Hooters. Dame.
Dame.
Broad terms. Period. That's a broad term.
Sure is.
Is a broad term that refers to scams through a range of means, including phone calls and social media, to manipulate or trick people into giving out confidential or personal information, which can then be... Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because wait till he gets a break on something. Davin, we'd like to have you on CNN, but we're going about to, you know, ink the deal, but we brought up this. I like broad terms. Like tits. Back in the basement, stupid.
Yeah, it's like, and you don't? What's your problem?
No. It's not like I'm fucking hitting on their co-host. Yeah. Although the one with the eyebrows I like. She hasn't been around much anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, what happened to eyebrows?
I don't know. She dyed her hair. She's married. She's dead to me.
Oh, he's so fickle.
Yeah.
There'll be new ones.
Yeah, I'm sure.
If the ones on Fox would just shut up, I could go for them. I'm talking about Steve Doocy.
Nice.
Including phone calls and social media to manipulate or trick into giving out confidential personal information, which can then be used in financial gain by the criminals involved. And one scam discovered during Operation First Flight 2015, fraudsters claiming to be couriers would contact the victim saying a parcel in their name had been linked to criminal activity. My dildos are doing what? They held up a bank. They're being used as guns.
Well, that's always true.
Give me your money or I'll get you off. I know how to use this thing and I'm not afraid.
They called the bank dick, then we're talking shop.
Love gun.
Ooh, yes. Ooh, good.
The call would then be transferred to other scammers pretending to be police officers who directed the victims to a fake website where, see, it's very complicated. Mm-hmm. They try to pretend they're officials. Which is why you got to go to the search the website on your own and go to your own police.
Yeah, and
you can't be directed by these people.
No, you can't just answer them back and go, "Oh, you really? You're the cops?"
Yeah, because they won't want to get you off the phone because they know once you get off the phone, you're lost to them.
Yeah, especially if they have Gmail accounts instead of official government email accounts.
That's true. Fake websites where bogus arrest warrants featuring their names had been posted. In order to prove their innocence, the victims were told to provide personal details and send money to designated bank accounts, and in some cases, scammers posing as police officers took the cash directly. Operation First Flight 2015 has been extremely successful in not only in identifying and dismantling the syndicates behind these engineering frauds, but also in building effective working relationships with our foreign law enforcement colleagues who share a commitment to take action against these crimes, said Duan Dackey, Deputy Director General of International Cooperation Department. That sounds like bullshit right there.
I know. It's like, you sure this isn't Ann Scammers writing this article?
A Chinese Ministry of Public Service, Public Security and Delegate for Asia on Interpol's Executive Committee. I would see this. I'd go, bullshit. I guess it's real, but I know. I go.
Well, so you check into it, you know? Yeah. I mean, you know, just take it at face value.
So I respond. I go, yes, arrests are made and they make the news. The frauds you were dealing with claim they made arrests on your behalf, but of course, they did not, thus there was no news coverage.
Yeah, didn't happen.
Stupid. April 26, 2016. I really had no more threat phones and mails 3 years ago. I do not think Brown Cotton is fake. And she's lost.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're kidding.
Only took two pages. Do I just tell you? It only took two pages.
4 days.
Yeah.
Interpol also did arrest. I am tired and I need to go to sleep. Anyway, there are many arrests in Asia. I read many news. My scammers are from Thai Malaysia. They are Malaysian and Thai people. One is Roy Tan. I think this Roy Tan is Chinese Malaysia. So this was basically, Anne just gave a whole bunch of news stories.
Right. So,
and at the end, processed none of it.
Right. She didn't seem to take any of it in. This is really a shame.
No, in her mind, it just validates her.
Yeah.
Well, see, they do make arrests, but none of them are tied to her.
But why did she say that she knew who her scammer was? She knew the person that the scammer was?
I don't know. I mean, the past, she gave me the names of where the money was sent directly, and I told her that's who's doing it.
That's who it is.
But she didn't want to believe that.
No.
All right. So what are our tallies?
God, nothing. We got three Mr. Davins.
That a mafia, right?
The closest one to that was Joe's girl, who had four. And then we had no fraud star. And then we had one Mafias, and the closest one to that was Joe's girl, who picked two. So I'm going to say the closest one to winning is Joe's girl.
Yay! Toes girl! She gets extra toes tonight. She's a good girl. Brush home and get your toes girl.
Whoa, hey, where are those toes going? Watch those toes.
Toes can go anywhere.
Yeah, No. One must be willing to accept the toe.
Yeah, he'll pass out. That's why you call a foot up your ass.
Whoa, hey. Wait a minute. Let's say that again.
Foot up your ass. All right. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support.
Thanks, Russ.
And sponsorship.
You rule.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and the Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need.
Would you like some Asian names to read?
Yeah, really. The Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is a meal and an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event.
Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting production owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what do we got coming up?
October 25th, I'll be your headliner. Come, it'll be fun.
There you go. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of the Davin's Den crew. They can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, and all of you to join them out for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Who's in? Create custom wood signs with totally custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come with your group to one of their three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and have some wine. Their evenings are super fun. Their staff is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art that they created. Right now, they have a full line of fall and holiday signs, Halloween signs, shower and wedding signs, and of course, don't forget that the holidays are coming up and you can make gifts for family and friends. You can order a sign online for them to make, or for the full effect, join them for a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at barnyardlanesignco.com.
KGI Design would like to say hello to all the listeners of Davin's Den. At KGI, they start all new relationships in life and in business by simply saying hello. Their company, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, will make that happen for you. The currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise. What is your company persona? Is it bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, or down-to-earth? No problem. Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Their 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give them a call today at 516-420-0013 to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find them on the web at kgidesigngroup.com. Follow them and like them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and Pinterest. Add the hashtag #sayhello/Davin's Den to receive a special surprise. They also want to let you know, moving into fall, where are you with business? It was a nice summer. Summer's over. Time to get that trade show booth designed, the sales brochure completed. Relax. KGI Design Group is here to keep you cool. They can handle your design and marketing needs and keep you in front of your clients with an email marketing, social media campaign, and a strategy to make all your branding cohesive. Visit them at kgidesigngroup.com and mention Davin's Den for a free one-hour marketing consultation.
Sidesplitting Productions. You guys need a comic for your restaurant, for your Elks Club, holiday party? Give us a call. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094, or go to davincomedy.com and shoot me an email.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. Every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m., check out the Richter Observatory. It's a great classic rock music program that you'll enjoy. That's HudsonRiverRadio.com, the Richter Observatory.
I will be on the Anthony Cumia Show tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to CompoundMedia.com and check that on out. The night after that, I will be with my pals George Gallo and Darren Dillon on Undisclosed. Go to Facebook.com, George Gallo Comedian, and check that on out. Moving on to Friday and Saturday, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club down in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Go to UncleVinny's.com or dial 1-800-UNCLE-VIN for tickets and information. And then closing it out on Sunday, I'll be at a Governor's Comedy Club in Levittown. Go to Gubs.com for show times and information.
All right, we're going to go do our Facebook Live portion of the show. Definitely want to stick around. You go to the Davin's Den Facebook page and just watch it. We'll be doing that in about 5 minutes. We're going to talk about a man who sues the man that stole his wife. It's a very interesting story. That should definitely be funny. You want to check that out. As always, thank you guys for listening to the live show. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. If you do not see the Facebook Live show now, live, you can catch it later on because it'll be up on replay, be up there for a while. So you can certainly enjoy that. So we appreciate you guys hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no.